If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
If you're hearing this, then you're only getting half the show. Did you know that therightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded? Thanks to this censorship machine, this project can only be sustained by listeners like you, by supporters like you. So why don't you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall and show the powers that be that they can't silence the most silenced.
All right, here we are back in the tunnels again. It is the Daily Show at 11:10.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
The Jewish apocalypse.
Isn't that funny that was like so close? We almost got episode 11:10 to be on 11:10:23. So close. It's 11:08. Did you know that the last day of the year is 1-2-3-1-2-3 this year?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, 1-2-3-1-2-3. I didn't think about it either. Somebody else did and I saw it and I was like, wow, mind is blown.
That's crazy.
My mind is blown almost as badly as my mind is blown by Curtis Yarvin's clear pill on the Gaza Strip issue.
Oh, my God.
Clear pill? Or what's that?
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess we might as well just dive right in.
Before I move forward with anything serious, Alex, you just reminded me of like something it's kind of embarrassing to say, but the clear pill, thanks to like years of listening to the Opie and Anthony program and like the disgusting comedy of Jimmy Norton.
Oh, I know where you're going.
You know the term clear then?
Okay. You're
clear. Maybe in Jimmy Norton's world of comedy, pre-ejaculate, he would refer to as clear. So every time Moldbug or one of these like NRX people says get clear pilled, I just imagine you're taking a cum pill, which
pre-cum
makes sense, like a pre-cum pill. And there are so many one-liners. Yeah, I got a bunch of clear on my sweatpants or some shit like that. I know it's degenerate. I'm sorry. It's not the kind of material I would choose to do, but
no,
I'm
fine.
Just saying that's the word.
No, it makes me, my estimation of Jim Norton just continues to fall.
Well,
Focus it on Moldbug.
Don't forget about Jimmy. Moldbug. It's probably about Moldbug. I'm sorry, Alex. What were you saying? I ran you over to
He reminded me as well that I saw a human being last night wearing a Pornhub cap out in front of God and everybody.
Was that a conservative?
Dude,
yes.
God was not there. Come on. Give him a little credit. It was so clearly behind
was
God's back.
Like a rock-ribbed, you know, salt.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Working class...
At first I thought it was a gag and it didn't say Pornhub. It was just using the font. And then I kept looking. I was like, no, that's fucking Pornhub.
That's a Pornhub hat.
It's just out here wearing a Pornhub hat.
Where do you get a Pornhub hat? Please no one mail any in. Like, we don't need that.
No one wants to go to the e-commerce site where you would get such an item. I presume you get them on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And other sites I don't want to go to or have in my browser history.
Yeah, America's sort of, I don't know, I feel kind of out of touch.
Sort of, kind of a little bit worthy of destruction.
Yeah, I'm just like...
Maybe a little bit, just a tiny bit.
Like, America is just spinning further out of control, and
maybe
I feel
kind
very...
Maybe just deserves everything it gets.
I think America's kind of the same as it's always been. Like, I don't know about it spinning out of control. This is just it. What these people
it's
are.
Just, okay, maybe it's becoming more America.
No, yeah. This country is absolutely in a state of advanced decay that was not present like 20, 30 years ago. There's no question about that.
This is
like,
not a civilization whatsoever. This is barbarian
phase. Country.
No, it's a zone. This is a Jewish controlled economic. This is interzone. It's a Jewish controlled economic free market playground zone for them to raise cash for their genocides. This is where Jews, every person in America is a passive tax cattle for Jewish genocide. That's the purpose.
And a lot
they don't
of you,
care.
And you like it. Even people that call themselves dissidents like it. Like, I'm just enjoying this. Like, no matter how dissident you say you are, like, there's some form of, like, creature comfort bourgeois capitalism that you're just like, oh, man, I love this. And I would
what
never.
Was the gag like, not, I don't would, kill me. I have so much media left to consume.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I would, like, you would never paraglide into a Jewish rave and do any real damage. Just like, you've got, you know, you've got deer to shoot, I guess. I'm going to add that to, like,
shooting. Can I play devil's advocate for a second for the content consumer? Like, what else are you supposed to do? Like, the American, quote unquote, civilization is just so alienating and bizarre and fucking weird and dystopian. Of course you want to, like, watch some anime or play a video game.
That's true. Like, I don't blame you. Although, since October 7th, I have done nothing but consume like political content. I haven't played a game. I haven't watched a video for fun. Like, I've just been, because I guess for me, this stuff is what, you know, what I find interesting.
Oh, and you're emblematic of like one of Moldbug's complaint here about the pro-Palestinian side, that it's just
yes, I am, and that's fine. Like, I don't
international
give a shit.
War
like,
is just football for internet racists.
It's a little bit, no, it's not. It's more than that for me. It's not football. I enjoy watching football.
Yeah, no, but see, because the thing is, the outcome of a football game doesn't matter.
Like if the Jets lose, but which they like
game,
to do.
The outcome
like,
of this matters. Like, this is actually a real thing. I mean, that's a level of nihilism I am not willing to go to. That is a level of nihilism that that Moldbug wants people to go to in order that they don't do anything to stop what Israel is doing.
I watched something this morning that was definitely not content, and it was definitely not any sort of surrogate football. I watched a 25-minute documentary. It's called Visiting Gaza Strip as a Palestinian. And it is one of the most depressing things I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This fucking guy, he's just trying to visit his family. He just wants to see his fucking family in Palestine. He is living in Germany. He's been there for 8 years. I think he had his leg blown off like when he was a kid or something, effectively. So he's got a prosthetic fucking leg. He is just trying to get into the Gaza Strip to see his goddamn parents. And these Jews made it impossible for him. He couldn't visit them.
Oh, you mean Hamas is using him as a human shield so he can't get there?
Right. And so as a result, this is why I say that there are people in America like – Many, and again, we'll go back to the perpetual punching bag of like the boomer conservative, which is for them, yes, like they like watching a war on the screen is just Pornhub for them, like the Gulf Wars and such. Like that was like a goal, right? And that's dumb.
They like cheer for the wrong team.
They didn't understand that every time one of these wars happen, there's very real consequences, because the result, like the Iraq War, was not just a game of football. Even if you're detached from the deaths of Iraqis or even the deaths of American military personnel, ultimately that war led to a regional destabilization, which has now led to these massive migrations into Europe and somewhat into America, although less so. Well, America is still mainly getting our immigrants from Africa and Mexico or you know, countries south of Mexico. But this leads to a major decline of our own country community standard of living. So even if for only purely self-interested purposes, even if you have no humanitarian feelings or no empathy or sympathy for people in Palestine whatsoever, even if you're that much of a guy, I can't feel any emotion unless someone's white. If you're that much that guy, or you're very committed to playing that character on the internet, pure rational self-interest would mean you should want the Jewish state destroyed, like just straight up, like purely. Because if the Jewish state were destroyed, we would actually see very real world differences in our own lives very quickly.
What they're doing over there is an embarrassment to humanity.
It's disgusting
that America fucking supports this shit.
Yeah.
And speaking of like the immigration stuff, that's the other thing, right? So you oppress Gaza economically. You same thing with Lebanon, and well, these people really, they don't have any choice for the future except to go somewhere else, to go to Germany, go to the United States, go wherever, because of Israel's policies. Israel is directly responsible for this.
For all of it. Every single bit.
If you don't like brown people, then take it up with Israel.
Right. And this is the problem. This is what Sven and I were discussing earlier.
At least could we stop giving them money?
I mean, what's funny? Here's what's funny. I think for the people, you want to talk about the politics and the war as like a game of football. I think for the people who say like, I don't like the Muslim rape gang or whatever, or the immigration in my own country, so I root for Israel. For them, that is actually true, because they don't understand it on any deeper level. Then, like, there's a group I don't like, and they're getting hurt. So I like that. And it's also true for the people that are like, well, I don't support either side. Because that's like saying, like, if you're a Yankees fan, if you're a Yankees fan, and like, the Orioles are playing the Brewers, you're like, I don't give a shit, right? Like, I don't give a fuck about that, unless there's some effect on the standings or whatever. Who cares, right? But, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's – because then you're – that's what you're kind of trying to say. Like, I'm a Yankee fan, and this is a game between the Royals and the Brewers, two totally irrelevant teams. I think they're both AL, right, before I get laughed at for that. But who fucking cares?
I think the Brewers are
AL. They are. They're both AL teams. But, yeah, so, yeah, you don't give a shit if the Royals play the Brewers. What the fuck do you care? Right now, that's effectively, that would be looking at it like it is football, right? You're like, I don't care about this particular football game. But I care about it because it's, one, I actually just hate Israel, like always have. And also, Israel is fucking destroying our country. So, yeah, fuck them.
Israel's destroying our country.
Fuck them. I'm rooting for every one of these guys. I have no shame about it. Every one of these fucking guys in their track pants and their t-shirts with the fucking rocket-propelled grenade on their shoulder taking out a Jew tank, go for it. Every single time they're awesome. I cheer. Every single time I stand up and I cheer, I put a big fat number one mitten on my hand and I wave it around every time one of these Hamas guys takes out a kike tank. Every single time. Mm-hmm. Do it more. For my enjoyment. Yes.
It embarrasses certain people because they know they'll never aspire to do anything that productive.
That fucking courageous.
So basically, you know that, like, as a white Westerner, whatever country you're in, you recognize that the only thing you can do is cry about it. But you cry so hard that you can't stand the thought that somebody else might do something about it. Like, you're getting in the way of my crying. I don't want to have to stop crying and owe it to you, somebody else somewhere.
Here's the problem. There's a tendency. There's a tendency amongst people in the West to say, and I'm going to say, like, this actually is kind of a very sort of thing that is sort of very much characteristic of people more on the right, more on the conservative right, a tendency to sort of
be retarded,
but I'm saying, like, sort of dismiss actually how important public opinion is on things. And the only question I have for those that dismiss why it's like just holding an opinion and promoting that opinion, why that's not a futile activity. Ask the Jews why they spend so much time and so much effort to manipulate public opinion. Why is Mencius Moldbug writing an essay where he is basically telling you you have a moral imperative to not care about things?
Sort of. Not really, because we are kind of steeped in nihilism.
You only care about it in this very one very specific way that is just really totally emotionally humanly counterintuitive.
Let's get into it.
So for people to say, like, trying to affect public opinion is a futile endeavor, well, you're just a beaten down slave butt goy, because Jews obviously don't think so. Jews spend billions every year just trying to manipulate public opinion.
They spend billions, and you want to sit there and subtly signal to them that, hey, good job, it's working. It's working on me.
Yeah.
Doesn't work on me, pal.
They are freaking out about the fact that, like, videos on TikTok on this conflict are like 75% pro-Palestine, and those videos are getting more likes and views. They're flipping out about it. They're like, damn, we should have let Trump shut down TikTok like all those years ago. That should have happened.
So Moldbug,
what Trump really wanted to do was hand TikTok over.
What they're doing is so morally monstrous. I mean, like that documentary, like that guy, yeah, he did lose his leg because he was a cameraman, and his car got hit by an Israeli missile.
Right.
So lost his fucking leg.
Wow.
It's hard, I think, for Westerners to even understand or grasp this. I mean, it'd be like, I wanted to visit my grandma in North Carolina. I had left North Carolina because, I don't know, Mexicans or something were taking it over.
South Carolina.
And they blew up my car.
Virginians were blowing up cars.
And then you get stopped at the border, like, you can't enter. It's like, why? Because it says that you were born in North Carolina, and we think you might be mad about the stuff we've been doing to your people, so therefore, we're not going to let you in. Because that's really what it's about. Like, it is racial discrimination. It's amazing. It's amazing to watch this.
Dude,
like,
Jews are wary of letting anybody non-Jewish into Israel. Like, if you're a white American and you want to go into Israel, they suspect that you're there to protest against them.
That's not true to the same degree it is with the Palestinians. Though.
Other than like the Christians who are on Israel sponsored trips to be brainwashed, right?
This was the point this guy was making was like he had a German passport, and if he had been born in Germany, he was just a regular German, they'd let him in no problem. But well, he was born in Palestine.
I understand why he says that, but that's actually not true. They would they let white people into Israel if they are on.
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
Actually, like Israel monitored and sponsored trips to Israel sponsored and monitored trips to like go and be a Christian dupe for Israel. And they'll let people from Europe
in there. There was just a nurse who left there from the Gaza Strip.
Yes, they will let them in, but they give them huge amount of problems. They don't just let woman knowing that she's a nurse to go to Gaza. She has to go through like crazy amount of Israeli screening.
But she gets in. They don't let the Palestinians come back to see their loved ones. They say, well, you can't come in because you were born here and you might be a little upset about what we've been doing to people.
Yes. But didn't this guy
maybe you've got a grudge because we blew your fucking leg off.
So did this guy just not, he wasn't allowed in?
He was just denied.
He's just denied entry. That's fucking
for years.
Crazy.
He's been trying to visit his fucking parents, and they stopped him.
That's wild.
I mean, it is like a racial double standard they apply to Palestinians. Sure, they've got border security, but you could get in if you're not Palestinian, and you could get back out. Because that's the other thing: if you get in as Palestinian, they're not going to let you back out.
Yeah, my only point is nobody gets in there like no problems, with the exception of like Jews. My mother went to Israel once and was shot as a middle-aged white woman from America and was subjected to extensive security screening to get in. And the reason was because the reason was one because she just wasn't Jewish, but another reason was she also had Egypt and Syria stamped on her passport because she was going to countries in the Middle East to talk about educational opportunities and stuff like that for the college that she was working for. And when they saw that she had Arabic countries stamped on her passport, man, they put her in a room for hours and hours and hours and interrogated her with like several different Jewish agents came to interrogate her. So you don't get into Israel, no problem, unless you're a Holocaust, period. You might get in, but it's a problem for everybody. They have to they have a massive shield up to keep almost everybody else in the entire world out.
Essentially what they're doing is they're just assuming every Palestinian from anywhere on the planet is a terrorist, which is fucking wild. The rest of our country will let them get away with this. There's nobody raises any concerns. Like, you guys, maybe you should not be such complete dickheads to Palestinians. Maybe just, you know, back it off a little bit.
Well, if you talk about this.
Well, the response is we're trying to slowly, like, but surely genocide these people and take this country over so it's undisputably ours. Like, so no, we're not going to stop being dicks to them.
that isn't would be justified accident? By any American official as a necessary step that Israel has to take to protect its own security. And when you – if you interrogate their position long enough, eventually you get to the position of, well, we have the power to do this.
Right.
So we're doing it.
Right.
I would say the problem is
– we can't do that like, remotely like that in our country.
Right.
No one's allowed to do that.
No one's allowed to do that anywhere. And the thing is, you know,
in this article, Moldbug is just like he laments like the end of the asterisk, the exception for the Zionism, and like amazing. He does the bit.
He's
attributing
all of this to bullshit, like his narrative. But here's what's interesting. We might as well just start reading it because everybody that I sent this article to said they wanted to, they had a violently negative reaction to it. Not actually in real life.
All right, let's go to that article. I think they're prepared for it. After
their reaction
watching
to it was viciously like made them really hate Moldbug.
Yeah,
because he's also lying. The other thing is, remember, Moldbug is Jewish. And he has consistently taken the Zionist side, and arguably his entire project was to like basically get people who would probably be susceptible to anti-Semitism and make them not anti-Semitic.
This is
because he from the very beginning has made sure that, oh, all you edgy white people that like talking about IQ, that understand racial issues, that understand that liberals are a bunch of idiots and can't stand them. Here's an ideology you can have that feels edgy, but in the end is basically just liberalism.
This is another case of like how this conflict takes masks off of everyone, because there is nothing novel in this article. There is no like trademark Moldbug mind blowing moment. It's just standard libtard Zionism, and challenging you about why aren't you on board with it. It is that's there's also standard concern. It's just basic. It's all basic bitch politics of like, why won't Arab countries just take the Palestinians without acknowledging that that's ethnic cleansing, that's genocide.
It's of course accompanied by the typical completely insufferable Moldbug style of writing.
It's the same. It's the verbose, like the verbose, like, you know, verbosity posing as like high IQ. Yeah,
and also the mind blowing, like here's a I'm doing a counterintuitive, therefore I must be right.
Doesn't even do that. He just gives the plumb line American position.
He thinks he's doing it though.
But he can't. In this case, he just can't do it. There's nothing unconventional
like,
about
heard an
this.
Argument like this before.
I have. Like, I've heard it a million times.
I have.
This is the same argument. It's just with more words. It's boringer. So, and I guess there's a chance that it would take like an NRX like fan will think they're smart for getting through it and grokking it.
And also just adopting the position.
It's pseudo-intellectual. And it's because like what you just said, the entire purpose of his exercise, of his existence, is to prevent anti-Semitism. And here he literally has to get on his knees and beg you not to do it. And I'm like, no.
But there's also, on its own terms, it's also stupid. And there's an immediate fail right away in the premise that he is proposing to us, and I am going to make that point because it's very important. Because anyone that thinks that they're smart and anorexic about this and thinks that this article is kind of like, oh, really? Wow, mind blown. Now I take the position. There's a very simple, complete fail of just basic logic that he makes right at the beginning that anybody could point out and this whole thing would fall apart. So anyway, I'll press forward here.
There are so many self-contradictions in this article. I don't even know which one you're talking about, but I'm excited to hear it. So he says, clear pill yourself.
Okay, I was going to go. You want to go? You can read it.
Let him go an article.
Clear pill yourself on Gaza. It's in the chat, Alex, if you want to pull it up. And then the subtitle, which is just totally... The subtitle is, you just like to see tanks pop their turrets while the driver bakes.
Yes.
Well, I like to see Israeli drivers.
If the driver is Jewish, I like to see the tank get blown up. You're right, Moldbug. You're absolutely right.
Just right at the beginning, he's right at the beginning just asserting you just like to gawk at war porn. Like that's a thing he goes through, which is totally. But that's not okay. It's wrong. It's like you're lying. It's like I like Zionism losing.
Yes,
that's I don't like watching war porn. I like when the people that I don't like are losing. And even then, I don't really like to.
I've never watched.
But like this, you're starting off. That is such a faulty, like weak position to start from. And my mind is not blown. It's actually like it just exposes how stupid Moldbug really is. He's just not an intelligent person. He's just a Jew. He's just a Mischling doing rear guard action. Right. It doesn't work.
I never watched the war porn coming out of Russia and Ukraine. In fact, I avoided watching it because it actually upset me.
Because it's actually making me mad. I'm starting to read.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Now you see what we're talking about. So now we got it. Now let's go. Like, all right. Let's start. Let's get to the meat of it.
Are you American or European? Do you have feelings about the war in Gaza? Stop. No. It's like, are you Jewish? Stop telling Americans and Europeans what to think and feel.
Yeah, are you Jewish? Stop. Are you writing an article? You should stop.
It's worse than that.
Now,
worse than
stop.
That. And he says, you shouldn't.
You should just not have feelings. Are you behaving like a human? Please stop.
Yes. Yeah. This is why it's going to fail.
You should be totally clear on the question in the non-Jimmy Norton Scientology sense. Your Kantian moral imperative is to feel nothing at all, no emotions whatsoever. You should not budge a needle on the old e-meter. I repeat.
Why?
If everyone in the world who has feelings about this conflict just stopped, it would make the world a much better place. Waiting for one.
Okay, so right off the bat, this is a premise that should be thrown in the trash because it's just not going to happen. He even says it's not going to happen, so shut up.
The problem is like
you cannot possibly offer anything useful because this won't happen.
No, and also because you have feelings, you're a Zionist, Moldbug. You're pro-Jew. So it's like, I am anti-Jew. And anybody can be anti-Jew for any reason they want as long as you're anti-Jew. It doesn't matter.
This is also why I am a very much hater of, frankly, this level of like internet nihilism. He is essentially saying being a nihilist means you're being intelligent. And this is exactly what the fucking NRX people do. Take a counterintuitive position, take a position that is like specifically designed to tweak certain emotions in certain people, and then be smart. I'm an NRX guy. Look, I have a position that's counterintuitive and irritates people.
Yeah, look, their position is I'm a Zionist. Look at me, I'm a Zionist, yeah. I'm smart.
Yeah.
These feelings are evil. They come from a bad place. You and the world, you and the Arabs and the Jews and everyone else will be better off with your feelings deleted. Maybe you don't matter, as Kant pointed out. It's about you and everyone like you. How do you stop having feelings? One ugly way, which I don't recommend, is to find nihilistic pleasure in GoPro war porn from both sides.
See, I only find pleasure in it from one side.
Yeah, I find it funny from one side. I don't think anybody's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody really does that. People like to see the side that people choose. They like to see them winning. They like to see them scoring hits on the enemy. Yes.
And from that comes his self-quote for the subtitle. You just like to see tanks pop their turrets while the driver bakes. Like porn proper.
One side has tanks here.
Like porn proper, this nasty addiction will rapidly rob you of all your feelings.
Yes. Yeah, so
there might be routes to political zen. Not all of them are pretty. We will try to come up with a better one. It's like, nah, that's not what's happening, pal.
Now, none of this is happening because, first of all, only one side has tanks. Okay. Also, it's not an addiction. I can stop whenever I want. I just don't want to, Moldbug.
It's not nasty. Like every premise, he says.
I'm sorry. I like seeing these Hamas guys take out Israeli tanks with their RPGs. There's been a lot of video of that in the last few days.
But, listen, yeah. He responds to himself. You're incredulous. You react as if I told you the moon's made of butter. It's like, I'm not incredulous.
No, this is actually. I'm actually. You know.
This makes perfect.
I will confess.
My incredulity is like from. I can't believe how basic bitch this argument is.
Yeah, yeah. My incredulity is not from the argument itself.
I was expecting
more. You're actually saying it.
It's like,
that
wow.
Actually blew me away for a second. But then it thunderstruck me for a second. But then I was like, oh wait, he's a Jew. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I didn't even struck. I don't want to one up you, but it didn't. I was like, oh, he's just doing that. He's just doing. Let's pretend that I'm not in a. Let's pretend that you don't know that I'm a Zionist. And then let's do it. Let's write the article about why you shouldn't be.
Right.
That's what this is.
Let's pretend like I'm neutral here. Right?
Yeah. Oh. He says, so be it. My job is to convince you the moon is made of butter. Let's get on that. That's actually pretty apropos. It's like, because you might as well be trying to convince me the moon is made of butter. Because I'm not going to believe you no matter what you say. I'm not going to believe you that Zionism is good and that I should. Go ahead, Al.
Moldbug's central thesis is like, be a sociopath.
Yeah. Be a sociopath for Israel. Be a sociopath to preserve Israel.
Yeah. Now,
great argument.
Goes into one thing I want to say before we proceed. I want to point out this logical.
Yes, please do.
That he has.
There's so many.
Because for the rest of this article, he essentially is framing this where he's like, so okay, remove all the feelings. All
right.
Now, individualize feelings. So think about someone you actually care about. And think about what would you do, what would your feelings be if a person you actually care about was in the middle of the Gaza Strip right now? What would be your main concern? And he's like, well, your main concern would be getting that person out. And you wouldn't care as much about which side of the conflict was winning. And if for one side of the conflict to win, that person had to die, you would not want that side of the conflict to win. You just want your loved one to be out of the conflict zone. He's like, now, if you're such a humanitarian, like these liberals claim they are, extend that to everyone in Gaza. But you don't, because you're still rooting for Hamas, and Hamas fighting means these people die. My point here is, Moldbug, everybody stopping caring, because he says, are you American or European? You should stop having feelings on the conflict. Well, if that happened, if everyone in America and Europe became totally deadpan, no feelings on the conflict, Israel would collapse because America would stop sending money and stop spending bombs. So as soon as the Jews ran out of their current stock of weapons, they would be up Schitt's Creek.
We would pull our carriers out of the region.
Yeah, we'd be like, we don't have feelings about this. Why are we spending money on these aircraft carriers in the region? Why are we sending this group of people so many bombs? Why are we sending them billions in tax money? We don't have feelings on this, so let's just stop doing anything for them because we don't have feelings on this. This is not relevant to us. Why would we waste our funds, our money, our resources, our vast military resources on this little state that we have no feelings towards? So at that point, the Jews would no longer be able to indiscriminately slaughter Gazans.
There's a lot of fun games you could play with this. Be like, so Moldbook, imagine theoretically that in the 1940s, the Germans and the Nazis have a bunch of these Jews in a concentration camp. Really, all you should care about is getting them out of the concentration camp. You should not have any emotion whatsoever, any negative emotion towards the German army, towards the Nazi party, any of that.
So essentially his thing is like – his basic thing is the people that are taking the pro-Palestine – we should just read it because he talks about Peter Singer – who's a Jew, by the way?
Oh, God. Yeah, he's like the arch-Jew, like NRX guy. Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
White curly hair. He's awful. Awful. And he looks...
So he...
Yeah.
He's, but he's like, Moldbug is like attacking him. He's like, Singerism. Have you heard of someone named Peter Singer?
He says Peter Singer is a monster, doesn't even know. Well, I'm sorry, Moldbook. You told me to turn my emotions off, so I can't really see him as a monster.
The emotion turning off thing, he soon like asked you to turn them back on.
He was like flipped like a light switch.
He's trying to do like high-speed MK Ultra. He's like, first let me empty you of emotions, then I'll fill you up with the emotions I want you to have. But it's like, yeah, but you didn't empty me of the emotions. I just read your paragraph and I became enraged. You did the opposite. It's like Moldbug. You can't do high speed MK Ultra.
I keep feeling hatred towards you, Moldbug.
Yeah, yeah. I just keep hating you more and more. Like again, MK Ultra takes a little bit more than a few paragraphs, Moldbug. It takes like years of abuse and psychedelic drugs and God knows how much brainwashing. Like to empty somebody of emotions takes a lot of work. You can't do it in a few paragraphs. Right. And then,
unfortunately, I'm skimming ahead. I'm getting more mad.
Yeah, he says maybe.
Yeah, no, there's nothing that's going to make you less mad. Other than it being really dumb.
He says, God created Peter Singer so we did not have to invent him so that we can use him, and we will. Maybe you don't care about the plight of Palestinians. You just know someone who does, but is otherwise like you. Maybe you don't, but you used to. Great. Please inhabit this individual and accept my apologies for the second person. Anyway, we all live in the same world, and none of us fully above the sick charms of Singerism. Let's test this against reality.
So wait, here, that's before my favorite this, thing. You should read the other paragraph. He says,
oh, he already did.
Peter Singer is a Princeton professor.
Okay.
He thinks he is the best person in the world.
Okay.
Peter Singer wants you to work on your feelings until they are rational. Peter Singer wants you to care about a kid on the other side of the world as much as a kid in front of you, as much as your own child. Peter Singer inspired Sam Bankman-Fried. Both of these people are Jewish. Peter Singer is a monster, doesn't even know. Well, I'd be willing to accept that because he's Jewish.
Yeah.
He has one redeeming virtue. As a living reductio ad absurdum, God created Peter Singer, blah, blah. So, okay. So he's against Peter Singer, or he's against whatever shit Peter Singer is saying right now. I don't know why. Peter Singer is somebody that most people have no idea who it is. It's a Jew at Princeton. Anyway.
Imagine
so here's the part I was talking about.
The Gaza test. He's going to say in many more words what you already said. Imagine someone you love. Not a moral abstraction, a real person. Your child, your mother, your brother, your spouse, even just a friend. Everyone, even Peter Singer, has friends. Suppose your friend is a civilian, has never used a weapon, and never will. This person is trapped in a war zone. One power, using all the diabolical tools of 21st century industrial warfare, is trying to destroy another. The other is resisting with all the deviltry it can muster. Imagine what Satan thinks of the thermobaric fuel air bomb. Even Satan is like, damn yo, that'll leave a mark. But then open source intel gatherers on Twitter be like, hey, it didn't leave a mark. Mm-hmm. That means we didn't do it.
There's no mark.
Like, who's the fucking nihilist now? There's no mark. Therefore, Israel didn't bomb the hospital. Fuck. Which, if you're this much of a nihilist, like, who cares?
Right.
And neither of these powers seems particularly concerned with acting in a way that will preserve the life and limbs of this person, this one person, loved and cherished by you for no other reason than they are the person that they are. No rational reason at all. Now, what do you want from this person? What's the first thing you want? To get them to safety. To get them away from the war, of course. Now, extend this concern, mechanically, to all the civilians in Gaza. You mean all the Jews hostages in Gaza? You want me to extend my concern to all the occupied hostages that Israel holds on land that doesn't belong to them, that they took by force, that they're still crying day in, day out, that someone keeps using force to take it back, and that without America helping them, they would lose to that force. I mean, there are so many times you can just jump in on this article and just be like, shut the fuck up, Jew. And that's there's one of them right there.
We're getting to the meat of why he's making where this is going.
See, I
think people.
I disagree that Moldbug's content has meat, but I see what you're saying.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
you want to get them to safety. Now, extend this concern to everyone. Take them somewhere. Since you care about these people, your first goal is to get them out of the war zone. To take them somewhere they have safety, food, and water. No, I want them to like retain on their land and Jews to leave. Yeah, I just can't stop saying, like, I don't want to get them out of, like, I want them to be out of the war zone because Israel loses the war and stops making war on them.
Yeah.
I want Israel to stop, to stop engaging in terrorism and total war against civilians and then telling me that, like, this is the hostage note. Get them out of there. This is the ransom. Get them out or I'm going to keep doing it. Like, that's what I want to stop. And just, like, giving Israel what it wants is not the mechanism by which I want them to be safe. I want them to be safe because you stop.
This is, like, dude, I'm reading it again and I'm just, like, well, I can't actually believe he's making this fucking argument.
We're headed towards what I'm going to call a hypocrisy singularity.
Okay, yeah, very good. All right, now think about all the people in the world who care about Palestinians, who are in the streets waving flags the whole nine yards. How many care this way? How many are demonstrating to ask Hamas and Israel together, please, let the civilians out of the war zone. Move them anywhere. An Airbnb in Thailand. A tent city in Mozambique. Anywhere that bombs aren't falling. Now, how about stop dropping bombs on them? Also, if this isn't what all the pro-Palestinian people in the West want, who does want it? Who would be happy with this outcome? How about the Israeli army?
Let's press the next paragraph, I think.
Now, suppose Palestinians' lives didn't matter. Suppose the only thing that matters is that Hamas wins the war. Obviously, you want to use these civilians' lives as effectively as possible to achieve your goal, which means using them as human shields. Every war is a political contest, and a human shield is a political weapon, a weapon which gives an enemy a choice to not shoot at whatever is behind the shield or to take the political damage of visibly harming a human being for political reasons, like, you know, an ambulance or a hospital or a school.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, the difference between a human shield and a hostage is not great. It's because the human shield is a made-up thing. It's an Israeli hostage. You're holding all Gazans hostage. Hamas is resisting this hostage situation.
Well, like, again, we don't even have to...
Yeah, the only difference is which side the human being is on. Which side is the three-year-old girl on? Scientists can probably identify her race. She is still more valuable to one army than another. Yeah. A hostage is kind of a mega-powered shield, but a shield is a shield. So when you try to build sympathy for the Palestinians from first principles, you get what most Israel supporters want. When you try to build cynical exploitation of the Palestinians from first principles, you get what most Palestine supporters want. The one way it makes sense is if all these nice, nice people support Hamas more than the population Hamas governs, which is the exact opposite of what they say. You don't think this is all? You don't think that all this is weird? Come on, tell me this isn't weird. It's weird that you're lying to me about being a Zionist. It's weird that you're pretending. It's weird to pretend that like your Zionist perspective is the neutral one, and that everybody it's like just shut the fuck up.
Well, this is the thing. So again, the point is, and if you were to bring this up. Moldbug, we say, right, but the Israelis were attacked like they're going to drop bombs. So, again, it's sort of like
they're gonna drop American bombs.
Of the Israelis, their motivations, their morals, their feelings, what they're willing to do, what they're willing to support. And there's an assumption here that the Israelis are willing to kill every Palestinian. and that that's a that's actually it actually must be for Moldbug's logic experiment here to work. We must have an assumption that Israelis are willing to kill every single Palestinian, which is an assumption that I make because they objectively are. Well, he and goes in fact, out, they are actively calling for it. So
he goes on throughout the article to make the appeal without really saying it until he hilariously like turns it on the other way around and accuses the world of making the same bargain with the Israelis. He basically says, you're either going to get them out or we're going to kill them all. That's basically what he says. He's basically the entire article is like, please agree to move all the Palestinians someplace else so that the Israelis don't have to kill them all.
That's what he said. This very blinkered consequentialism.
Right.
But yeah, but the other thing is, yes, first of all, like there are a lot of complicated feelings involved in taking a side in a war. And frankly, one of those things, this is just the truth. The truth is, and he is counting on, is that liberals are so soft and overly socialized, if you will, that they will have a very difficult time saying this, or they won't want to confess to this. The fact is, one of the things that goes along with taking a side in a war is, yes, you are willing to see people die.
Right.
It's true. It's true. I am like not so fucking stupid that I think that this can all be done cleanly. Moldbug is presenting to what he sees as a westernized, extremely soft Western liberal audience an option where nobody has to hurt. Wouldn't it be better?
Why don't we just leave this conflict unresolved? Wouldn't it be better
if nobody had to hurt?
It would be nice to not have a war because then Israel can just go on its mission of slow burning this conflict until they eventually win in the long run.
Right.
By not resolving the conflict in any way.
The Jews are genocidal.
Right.
So you wanting Palestine to win, you wanting Palestine to triumph over this genocidal power means you want them to keep putting themselves in the way of the unstoppable, totally unexamined Israeli bombing campaign. The completely unexamined from a moral perspective.
No, I got my blinkers on. I don't see Israel. I'm just narrowly focused on the Palestinians staying alive.
So, the other thing is that, the only issue is Palestinians staying alive. There's no larger issues. First of all,
I'm not going to ask why they're in danger.
I'm also not going to ask why they're willing to die.
Yep.
They're willing. Hamas people are frankly willing to die.
Yep.
Why? Because what they're fighting is so evil that they're willing to give their lives to kill it.
All right.
That's why. I'm not going to tell them they're wrong, Moldbug. Now, the other thing is that if we did what he said at the beginning, none of this would matter because if every American stopped having any feelings, none of those bombs would be dropping. As soon as the Israelis ran out of their stock of bombs, which they have, and we've re-upped them yet again, we sent $320 million of bombs to them, which they're going to use in about an hour. So if we lost all our feelings for it and we therefore rationally chose to stop sending bombs and missiles and aircraft carriers and money to Israel, well, they would run out of all their equipment. Their planes would eventually stop flying. Their tanks would run out of gas. Their guns would run out of bullets, and they would eventually then just be overtaken and killed by the Arabs.
Has Yarvin noticed that suddenly there's like peace overtures going on regarding Ukraine and Russia? Suddenly.
Oh, I don't think he's... Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. But maybe.
Suddenly, NATO is signaling they're like ready to like accept these sort of like... The territory taken by Russia. It's just being like that normal. And not,
I mean, that's a fucking fait accompli at this point.
Yeah, suddenly they're willing to acknowledge reality because, oh, gee, something else is going on. What could possibly be happening?
Yeah.
So he says solving the Palestinian problem. This part's really annoying. Imagine the irony of believing in 2023 that blood and soil make a nation. Very funny.
Oh, here we are. This is the hypocrisy singularity. This is it. This whole section. This is the like fucking torpedo in the entire argument right here. This is so monstrously.
He's being highly sarcastic.
Yes. I thought we were all just a bunch of people now. This blood and soil stuff. Not only is it not ethical, it's not even Christian. This is pagan content. Give it a content warning. Assign a strike. The trust and safety officer has found a case of unadulterated fascism. The diversity committee will be investigating.
As we have seen, the ethical way to handle a civilian in a war zone is to get them out of the war zone. The ethical way to handle is, well, what if the ethical thing is like to not shoot at them? But I hate to keep butting in. It's like, the ethical way to handle a civilian in a war zone is to like not have civilian territory be a war zone. Like, Jews, please.
Can we talk about the big Zionist elephant in the room here? Like, the entire reason that their lives are in danger is because Zionists Jews believe in blood and soil.
They believe in blood and soil, and they believe that every breathing set of lungs is carrying the message and needs to get out of their way. Civilian or everyone's
actually, I think he's making a tongue in cheek about all that, and that like this blood. I know he's making
tongue in cheek on that, but he's not making a tongue in cheek on his pretend premise that like the thing to do with the civilian wars is get them out of the wars. It's like no, Yarvin. The thing is for Israelis to not shoot at them. The thing to do with the civilian in a war zone is to stop using their fucking neighborhood as a fucking war zone. But when you've got it, when you're a genocidal nation that's basically literally taking the real estate away from them, that's the goal, and you don't care how many of them you want to kill because they're hostages.
Well, what he does is he doesn't mention Israel other than as people who if you were actually a humanitarian, you would counterintuitively.
I'm not a humanitarian. I'm an anti-Semite.
With their goals.
Death to Israel.
Well, this is the issue. This is the issue. This is why he can't argue with us. This is meant to make people. This is meant. This isn't he's giving to NRX midwits that find this interesting. Mm-hmm. He's giving them an argument that they can use to own like any pro-Palestine leftist that they know. And he's like, this will trip them up because first of all, the other thing is he's also making another error. And the other error is that he's assuming that people that are pro-Palestine activists. Now, you might get some soft white liberals tripped up on all this fucking... Sure.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
You do. Chop logic that he's doing, right? But it's not going to fucking phase a Muslim.
No. Well, then right here, again, another faulty premise. If Hamas would lose its war without its human shields, Hamas has to get out too. Losing territory is what losing a battle or war means. Like, implying that Israel doesn't just shoot at their human shields all the fucking time.
But the other thing is, though, it's like, okay, well, then I guess I haven't lost it.
Right, that's the other thing.
I guess they haven't lost yet, Curtis.
If blood and soil cannot be separated,
they just haven't lost yet.
This means Gaza needs to be genocided. This means people will simply not thrive. These people will simply not thrive in Laos or L.A. Their genetics has bound them to a local ecological niche with special bacteria on which their metabolism depends. Yeah, it's a microbiome thing. Outside this niche, your gods will become anorexic and waste away. You might as well euthanize them for his own good. Harvest the organs, of course.
Right. This is just...
Well, outside of Gaza, he'll become just like the rest of the West, which is like a slave to another atomized, displaced slave fucking ethnicity to Jewish world order. That's what they're trying to avoid. But if we are not into fascist pseudoscience, if we believe people are people, if we have a true deep respect for the united colors of Benetton, we might be willing to separate blood from soil and simply relocate the losing side. Why not the Jews? Obviously, this poses certain problems, which we will now proceed to solve. This is my favorite part.
Again, I think he's sort of immunizing himself against the question of why not the Jews, because the answer will always be because they are winning, because they won. Because they're stronger and more powerful.
He still manages to whine about it later.
So you can't, you're not going to be, if you're going to do this,
he doesn't hold that frame.
Okay, Ragnar Redbeard.
He does not hold that frame. Right. He goes in and he addresses the same ultimatum as if it was being made to Jew later, as if it's like this horrible, terrible thing. How dare you? So he can't even hold that frame. He's that sloppy and shitty.
Well, I think what he's doing there, though, is he's basically saying that for those of you that – again, he's doing a petard hoist thing. He's like, for those of you who aren't deterred and you still are like blooded – he's basically saying, hey, liberals, you're suddenly now believers in blood and soil that you think that these Gazans have to be on the soil. He's like taking it for granted that the Israelis believe they need to be on that soil and that you don't like that, right? He's taking it for granted. He's not going to try and convince you otherwise because he's taking it for granted that you're already not going to like that the Jews believe they belong on that soil. And then sort of like, okay, so the Palestinians also believe it. He's saying it's not a leftist cause. It's not a liberal cause. It's blood and soil on both sides. One of them has just won. And so he's saying, so what you're saying is if you support Palestine, eventually you want the winning side just to be a different side, and then you want a different relocation and genocide. So right. Nobody is really against relocation here, so you should support the relocation of the Gazans.
The answer is no.
That's the law. And the answer is just no. You're a Jew, and yeah, you should be relocated.
And also, you Jews, like, you trained these liberals to be sympathetic to the brown underdog everywhere. Like, blood and soil is for indigenous people. Like, the problem you're running up against is that Palestinians are the indigenous people of that era,
right.
And the Jews are like Ashkenazi white presenting colonists, and this is how you've trained these people, and like keep crying about it.
But now you see though another actually insidious implication of the narrative that the liberal narrative that Jews have taught, which is that yes, if people did completely buy it, Moldbug's argument would be right. Like, he has actually introduced a confounding contradiction into their that would, if you did buy into their ideology, would potentially cause problems. Problem is, they're morons. They're dumb. They believe dumb things. They believe something that a previous Jewish trickster taught them, and now this Jewish trickster is trying to use that to confound them.
Also, much like the Holocaust, like 1948, is within some people's lifespan and memory. And this issue is not resolved. It's not like the United States, where the Native Americans are all rounded up and neatly stacked on reservations and running casinos, where it's basically it's done, it's over with. You're not turning back the clock. This is still a hot war happening. You can still take the other side, and people can still be like, "Your conquest of that land is not done yet, Jews. It's still up for grabs." Like,
I got to say something else. First of all, what happened in America is already complete. But two, it's a very different character than what the Jews are doing in Palestine.
Well.
First of all, there were more Palestinians in Palestine than there were Native Americans across this entire fucking continent.
Well, I'm just accepting that premise that it's the same, that there are moral equivalents. Yeah. So I'm accepting their premise and saying, like, the difference is this one's not done yet, and it's directly the influence of our country and its foreign policy that keeps it pushing in the right. All we have to do is stop, and they lose, as you've said.
That's what I say too. Like, don't talk to me about stuff that hundreds of years ago, because I can't build a time machine. But what I could do is cut off fucking money to Israel.
I could stop preloading the Iron Dome any minute.
They love throwing that. You're the ones that really live on. There was this Jew. There's this like psychopathic Jew that does like internet jingles, and he's really butthurt. His guy hates every single goyim, and he's singing like, "I'm not the one that lives on stolen land. It's you." And he's like singing it at Americans, and I'm like, you're not really doing your side any favors, bro, because you're just vile and hateful. It doesn't matter. Like, your arguments don't matter. You're just repugnant, and, like, that's the reaction people are going to have.
What does he mean he doesn't live on stolen land? Where does he live?
It's like, if you live in America, you're saying you do, and if you live in Israel, you do.
Then you're also living, so...
So, like, you have no choice.
Where are you?
All right, so if all the Gazans move into an Airbnb in Thailand, price that out, Juberg. Oh, my God, he's so funny. He said Juberg. He's such an edgy, hilarious guy.
No, he's
guy.
Like willing to be like edgy and do like tropisms.
Will they ever come back?
Look at this guy. He's not. This guy is irreverent. So they all sacred cows for this guy.
So if they all move to an Airbnb in Thailand, will they ever come back? Will the Israelis ever let them? History suggests no. Fine. Blood is blood. Soil is just real estate. Climate matters. Here's an idea. South Africa? But economics matters too. What about the value of their land? Those condos in Gaza City, wrecked. Again, use the internet lingo. REKT.
This guy's fucking edgy.
Oh my God, I get it.
This guy is edgy.
Does this guy ever play Fortnite?
This guy will cross. He's,
I bet he's a gamer.
You feeling so lift on? Feeling so?
Starfield team.
Push.
Well, could they maybe be paid for it? What a solution. Where does the money come from? The international community, in big scare quotes, seems pretty free with our tax dollars. Yes, they do, to rearm your shitty country, to keep their war going. Yarvin?
Read the next little bit, because the implication.
Yes, the international community seems pretty free with our tax dollars, but only when it wants to rent human shields. The audacity of the Jew. That's lie. No, they are free with our tax dollars when they want to arm your shitty little country. To keep this conflict going, so it can keep bombing the civilians you're crying about, so it can keep slaughtering innocent people on the land that belongs to them, so that they can rule the world for the innocuous purpose of all we want to do is rule the world from this like New Jersey sized slice of desert. Why can't you just let us rule the entire world and sit on top of it and sit on top of our 2,800 slaves each and just be filthy rich? Why can't you just let Zionism happen? It's amazing. Chutzpah, I believe I said last night. Mm-hmm. There's a reason they have a word for the way they are. Chutzpah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Chutzpah just means being an incredibly, amazingly in-your-face piece of shit. That's like all it means.
It means being, so a,
being
Jew.
A really shitty person. It like, means right being a Jew. In your face.
It's like chutzpah means just means, hi, I'm going to be a Jew in front of you right now. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not. And that's what Curtis just did. So where were we here?
Not when it wants to compensate people for the obvious consequences of some screwed up 1940s treaty.
Let's unravel that little fucking knot.
Yeah.
what were the problems with that 1940s treaty? What happened? What went wrong? Record scratch. Well, you won't believe how we got here.
To both sides, and that wasn't acceptable to the Jews.
But what if the Gazans left, but still own the property? Now we're going to fnargle. Now we're going to have the corporate ownership.
Yeah.
Or stock in a company run by slick Arab MIT graduates with the right to develop their own strip. I'm sorry, the right to develop the strip as a new Israeli city.
He did another racism. He referred to an Arab as slick.
Yeah. The L.A. Like, or Vegas. Greasy? The L.A. or Vegas of southern Israel. So he's literally saying, like, what if we let them build casinos in Israel? On like reservations.
He's literally saying, what if we basically let the Jews take over the land, develop it for Jewish stuff like casinos, and then like pay fucking monthly payments to Palestinians living in Thailand?
Perhaps the international community could even get an equity slice for brokering the deal. That could even fund the 401ks of the aid administrators of UNRWA. That was the villain in Thundercats, right? They'll need to eat somehow since the problem is solved.
Oh, he's doing the bit of like, oh, the UN.
They just want to exacerbate the problem so they have a job, right?
Yeah, he's doing the bit of like problem reaction solution shit. He's like tapping into that. Like, oh, look, the UN people, they need the money from this to have jobs. So without it, they're going to always want it because they need jobs.
Imagine caring about people. Imagine caring about them so much. You wanted to make them live in a war zone off sacks of aid grain. Rather than living in a tropical resort off foreign real estate investments. This is all totally realistic, okay. Because this is what could happen. Like this is definitely on the table. You're gonna turn every Palestinian into a real estate mogul. That's what's really on offer is like go be a refugee someplace else. Ideally, if you could please get to Europe and get on their welfare rolls and do like some crime sprees around there so that they continue to like I don't know, suffer. That's the real like trade offer. Or you can stay here and get killed. Like basically, this is all backed up, Yarvin, by the fact that Israel just has guns to all these people's heads. There's no human shields. They're hostages. They're your hostages, not Hamas's.
Well, it's all backed up by Israel has a gun to our head.
That too.
Like because again, Israel on its own isn't able to do anything of this.
Nope.
So he says here's the thing. He says when we derive a Gaza policy. From our own instincts for concern, we get policy A. So by that, he means like you extending the concern you have for a personal loved one out to the whole population of Gaza. You obviously would want my solution, which would be for them to be relocated and given money for the casinos and the brothels that the Jews build on their once Islamic city. So that's policy A. We derive Gaza policy from the popular narrative. Fueled by these instincts, we get policy B. Policy B is the opposite of policy A. It's straightforward to explain why policy A is more moral than policy B. No, it really is not. It really is not.
It's not.
It's not straightforward. First of all, there's also another component here, which is part of the morality of a suggestion or a policy is its feasibility. If something's just not feasible, it doesn't matter how pie – it's literally – you are literally the pie-in-the-sky guy when you do that, the pie-in-the-sky guy. Because it's like there's just no chance that this will happen or that it will be agreed to. And on some level, you know, the other thing is what he's – so he's like, again, why do we do this nihilistic deconstruction of the Palestinian cause saying – the Palestinian cause requires real life and life, flesh and blood people to die when let's look at the Jews. So the Jew cause, the Jewish cause, the entire cause, not just Israel, the entire cause of the Jews, the entire Jewish power structure actually requires a narrative of Jewish victimhood, of Jewish people suffering and dying. the Holocaust. The Jews need the Holocaust to be real for their shit to fly. Without it, it doesn't happen. But the Holocaust is fake. It's a lie. So nothing that we no policy derived from it can be good because it's a lie. I'll do some Moldbug style reasoning myself. No good can come of a policy derived from thinking the Holocaust is real because the Holocaust isn't real. And Jews absolutely need a narrative of their own suffering and death. They're a death cult.
Right. How are Jews? The thing with the Holocaust is it interferes with the clear pill. It stops you from remaining unemotional and objective.
Right.
It makes you just hate Germans and hate the Nazi Party when there's really just no reason to feel that way.
I'm clear pilled on all. I'm clear pilled on all this, but not in the way you think. More of in a Jimmy Norton sense.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go change. Sorry, I promised I wouldn't do jokes like that, and then I did. All right.
No, I don't. I stepped over it.
Where were you? You need to turn off your feelings because you are a mother bird feeding a cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once you look at the cuckoo, it's obviously not related to you. I had a laugh at this last night. It's like, well, I'm looking at a Jew. It's not related to me. Why am I feeding it? I mean, that's literally what's going on. It's like, I'm a white person. I'm feeding a cuckoo. It's the Zionist nation. I'm serving these masters. I don't want to serve them, but I almost don't really have any choice. And that's what everybody else is. This is all just bullshit.
I don't have a choice because I have a gun to my head.
Right. Where did your, where did your actual eggs go? What happened to your real empathy? It's gone. Write it off. Your first job is somehow get that thing out of your nest.
I'm not even sure how this is applicable here, this cuckoo thing. Like, what is he talking about? Like you need to turn off your feelings?
Because I guess the cuckoo is a living thing and you have to do harm to it because it's in your nest. It's like, okay, I mean.
But. No, but he's saying your feeling. He's saying the mother bird needs to let go of her feelings to kill the cuckoo.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the show? Get behind the paywall and get the rest of the story. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and choose the subscription model that works best for you. And don't forget, every Tuesday evening, there is an Odyssey stream where Southern Sun will take your donations through a credit card or a debit card in exchange for a subscription. You have no idea how much content you're missing. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and let's fix that.
Cool. But you need to let go of your feelings to not kill things? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I thought the whole point was your feelings
He's
are killing
spinning.
People.
He's just spinning around. He's wildly flailing.
I actually legitimately do not understand.
No, let me get back down there because I was just reading that part. I mean, it makes sense, but it's retarded.
Why does he just argue that he's a Zionist and Zionism is right because it's winning? Why does he just argue that? Why does he have to pretend he's objective?
He's arguing that without stating it.
He's saying that your
just state it.
Real interest is if you really love Gazans, the Palestinians, just get them out of there.
No.
But see,
oh, I see.
That egg gets switched out of the nest, and instead we get policy B, which is to support Hamas.
Yeah,
and supporting Hamas, that's like the cuckoo egg that got put in the nest, and then you get rid of that.
It's just not.
Okay.
All right. It barely makes sense.
It's a very
be less retarded.
I mean, it's just a very stupid way to argue this position.
Because the thing is, my understanding,
and he's doing it because he wants to you leverage that like far right thing about cucks, right?
He's trying to leverage. He's trying to tap into the cuck
supporting
thing.
Hamas, and, but you a cuck.
Yes, and he's also trying to be like. You should be above it all and not care.
Sorry.
Here's how the people that care are actually harming the people they say that they're caring about. I mean, dude, this is actually just a variation on very standard Israeli tropes.
That's what I said. Like, this is so unimpressive. Yeah. My mind is not blown. I didn't get anything better than I can get. I'm fucking watching CNN. I could get this shit from Wolf Blitzer. Like, there's nothing here that's unique or he didn't need to write it. You might as well just take the hard stance. You're a Zionist. And make your arguments. Stuff. Then I can just not waste my time. But my time was twice now. This is the second time I've read this entire article, just to be like, there's nothing here. There's nothing here but plumb line Zionism that I can get anywhere. It's pleading. It's begging. It's Curtis Yarvin on his knees. Please don't be any Zionist and any Semitic. And the answer is no. I'm anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist. Death to Israel.
Well, this article makes me more anti-Semitic.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, there's a reason you're not like a marquee Jew, Curtis. There's a reason you've been relegated to plumbing the fucking depths of the intellectual dark web, trying to do the rear guard action against the white people that are kind of like catching on to it.
Web.
Yeah, there's a reason you're not a big guy. You're a little guy. You're in the shadows.
Yeah, he's not even a big guy on the intellectual dark web.
No, you're like you're a weirdo.
Jordan Peterson's like a bigger guy than you.
Yeah. They need you to run this. They need you to run this fucking. You're slumming it. And you do a bad job at it. Anyone who sees this article is going to be like, huh? Boy. Like what you just said, this article makes me more anti-Semitic. It's nice to have, I guess, for that reason. Where were we now? Let us take a quick look at the mindset. Worldwide pro-Palestinian crowd. I didn't watch this video last night. Do you want to watch this video? Because he goes on about these,
He
thinks it matters that these are some like young ladies that are brown somewhere doing a pro-Palestinian. He finds them vapid in some way, as if it's an argument.
Yeah, he's saying they're really. He said they're not sad or remorseful or unhappy about the Gazans being killed. They seem like they're ecstatic.
I thought he was trying to say that they're just like vapid, and this cause is fake, and because it makes young ladies.
These girls are happy. They are proud. They do not seem in any way saddened by the tragic deaths in the war. If anything, they seem intoxicated. They look literally high.
Right.
I'm like, first of all, two of these people are black. That's also not an
accident.
But also,
I just don't care about any of that. It's like, so what? It's like, make a better argument.
None of this phases.
You're just basically telling me you don't have an argument because you don't.
Right. Right. You want me to watch a very cringy video, shitty like protest.
He goes on to refer to the cause. But he goes on to refer to the cause as an opiate, like it's something fake. Right. It's like you're just doing like an underdogism. You're being rebellious, and you're just taking. It's as if to say the only reason anybody takes the side of Palestinians is because they just have a principle about supporting underdogs. Like, no, that's not what it is. This is real to people. It's real to like Palestinian, like it's real to people that are losing a nation and facing a genocide. It's real to people like me who recognize that I toil under the oppression of the people that are doing the genocide, and that there are consequences for me. It's only going to get worse, and I want you to lose.
Yeah.
It's not an opiate, and it's not like if Israel suddenly started losing, I'm not going to start taking their side and think of them as like a plucky upstart cause that if it just no. No.
Well, this part is really, there's some more like mind-blowing hypocrisy. It says, moreover, Palestinians themselves seem by no means immune to this opiate. Now, people are not stupid in this part of the world. They know that in general, anything in front of a camera is done for the camera. Actual public opinion, guys, is pretty hard to measure. Well, that's actually not true. The anything in front of a camera is done for the camera, because when the Jews drop 6 1-ton bombs on a neighborhood and we get a picture of the results of that, I don't think that the people milling about outside the crater of what once their home are performing for a camera. This is another accusation that Jews level at the Palestinians. They call it Pallywood, and I am convinced that very much phony and obviously phony so-called Pallywood propaganda is actually produced by Jews themselves so that they can get people thinking, hey, anytime you see like Palestinians – and yes, Palestinians also, though, oftentimes do take dead people and show them to the camera.
And what are the Jews going
to
do?
What are they supposed to do?
The Jews are going to show a 45-minute compilation at the Simon Wiesenthal Center coming up of atrocity porn that they probably produced themselves. It's like
everybody does that, right? So Jews are the reason the Palestinians do that is because they understand on some level their cause does rest on PR. That the Jew cause rests on PR, their cause rests on PR. Showing the world your people are being treated like this is a very powerful way to get people to stop supporting it, even to start hating Israel, which is why the Jews spend so much time telling you it's all fake. Molbug is inserting a little hint that, all that stuff you're seeing about Palestine is fake. It's not fake. It's not fake. There's some shit that's fake. But overall, the Jews are dropping bombs on everything and anything in the Gaza Strip and killing people with no regard whatsoever to human life. And frankly, Molbug, this is kind of the background assumption of your entire piece. So the question then is, wouldn't it be rational for the rest of the world to put a stop to a force that's doing that?
Well, no, because I'm only pretending the legitimacy
of World War II. Yeah. So actual public opinion in Gaza is pretty hard to measure, but there's always some reality. Supposing they believe what they allegedly believe, it would not be the first time or the last time a human population was persuaded to ardently desire the path of its destruction. Okay, what would be another time, Moldbug, say, maybe, let me guess, Nazis, right? Nazis, is that another one, right? Is that another one, Moldbug? Oh, is it that every time some population decides to fight Jews, they ardently desire their own destruction? Is that what it is, Moldbug? Because that's what NRX people say about us, is that by us being anti-Semites and actually challenging the Jewish power structure, we are essentially just committing suicide. This is what they say. And they are clear-pilled on it.
They're not clear-pilled.
So then what's the point of anything you do?
They're fucking coping with it. They're just coping.
So then he says, right, well, they're just cowards.
So does clear-pill just mean beaten?
Clear-pill just mean, yeah, clear-pill means a beaten-down piece of shit. He was even saying, Moldbug was even saying during the riots in 2020, there's nothing you can do. They're all powerful. You should just stay inside and play video games. He was telling people this. Hmm.
That's easy for him to say because he's one of them. He's a Jew. He's one of the part of the ruling elite.
Right, yeah. Well, it's easy for him to say because it's just like that's the general attitude he wants to cultivate amongst NRX people.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's his whole point is getting right wing people, and you could even say white, but very few of them are white anymore. But like younger, like tech and financially savvy, like right, like non-liberal right wing people, and just get them to be like nihilistic Zionists. That's his purpose. But so here we go. Then again, maybe the Gazans' beliefs would be more. This is the kicker. Maybe the Gazans' beliefs would be more rational if the planet wasn't egging them on. Hey, maybe the fucking kikes would be more rational if we didn't have three carrier groups in the region and we didn't send them bombs and money and endless aid, and if every politician wasn't under their fucking thumb, and if America actually exercised its own rational self-interest instead of supporting these kikes in their genocidal war, which is destroying the American empire. Maybe.
That's crazy.
They would be. Maybe the Jews wouldn't be genocidal. Jews, there's no chance that Jews won't be genocidal freaks. Maybe they wouldn't be able to carry it out if not supported by a significantly larger and more powerful population, which unfortunately right now is us, which is why we actually can stop this shit just by making everyone turn on Jews, which would actually be very peaceful. Let's peacefully have everyone in America turn off their positive feeling toward Jews and then turn off the spigot of death to the Gaza Strip. And that would also have the effect of turning off our own cultural and racial displacement. So that would be the rational thing for whites to do.
I'm ready.
Just say no to Jews. Just tell them no. Just tell them no. Period.
When we step back and look at this,
all of this shit stops.
When we step back and look at this incredible, tragic farce, I think he means the article, we see a direct path from the Palestinian International Fan Club to the Palestinians.
Except it's not, it doesn't reach the level of tragedy. Right. It's not that profound. It's just a joke.
So
it's just a joke. Yeah.
The Palestinians, quote, armed struggle. Puts it in quotes. There's no game without the fans. Well, there's no game, there's no paraglider without the fan. We know that. You need a fan for your paraglider. You can go liquidate a rave.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's funny. Most, you know. International, there's no war without the terrorism. And no terrorism without the supporters. What happens to these girls' faces is the exact same happiness of the militants who hunted for toddlers to kill at that kibbutz. Okay. We also see there's no difference at all between this movement and the main thrust of the 20th century anti-colonialism. Oh, no. The Zionist exemption is just unraveling. Oh, my goodness. There's not even some principled objection to forced mass migration or ethnic cleansing. I mean, anybody have anything to comment on that? There's
what is
no
he doing here?
Lying.
Yeah, well, he's trying to do petard hoisting. He's trying to petard, even frankly, most pro-Palestinians are actually, even leftist ones are like actually immune to this kind of petard hoisting. Like, it's not going to
work on anybody. This like can,
one of the main problems is that, like, frankly, leftists don't take any right-wing arguments seriously. Or rather, I should say conservative. They don't take conservatives seriously. And Moldbug is just a conservative.
Oh,
conservatives
I see what he's doing
things,
here. It's like, well, you would do this to the Israelis. You're fine with moving them around.
Well, this is actually a perfect idea. He's like, most of the people who would be shocked by the idea of moving Palestinians to Mauritania would be perfectly fine moving Israelis to Mauritania. That's a great idea.
More like a ditch in Mauritania.
Mauritania is actually a fantastic idea because that way we don't have to accept them. That's a good idea. No, I am enthusiastic about the idea of taking all the Jews in Israel
and right here,
putting them in Mauritania.
He says it right here.
Also, we should have definite protections for the Mauritanians.
He says it right here, the old coffin or suitcase option. I mean, you're basically now he's crying foul at that. When the shoes on when the gloves,
oh, he's
on
also
the other
saying that
gloves on the other hand
left Algeria.
Yeah. Nor do they have any
this
problem.
This is another thing. Something I noticed early on when I was reading early Mold book. He was very much interested in taking the side of the French in Algeria, taking the side of the British in Egypt, etc. He took the side of these other European colonial projects. And in the French case, yes, the French had settled many French in Algeria. And yes, when that revolution happened, those people moved back to France and many of them were killed. So, I mean, there was a terrorist uprising, all that stuff, right? But that shit all happened. It's all over with. But he wanted the NRX people to sort of like sympathize with the French Algerians. But I'm like, but wait, hold on a second. Let's be clear-pilled. The Algerians just won.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's be clear-pilled.
Let's be clear-pilled, Mulbuck. The Algerians just won. So, yes, the humane option here was for the French to pack their bags and go back to France. Right? I mean, if we're going to take this logic, right? I mean, if the Algerians won, if their uprising worked, well, then the losing side packs their bags. That's what it means. That's what it means to lose a war, Mulbuck, right? That's what it means to lose a war.
Just real estate.
You pack your bags and you leave, right? That, okay, so what's your problem? What's your fucking problem? Well, the answer is he doesn't actually really have a problem with that. He doesn't really have a problem with that. He wants NRX people that think they're edgy to start doing like historical revisionisms on like the French Algerian presence in order to then transfer those feelings over to Israel.
Israel, yeah. It's a one-trick pony. Every position you take is for the preservation of Israel. That's what being Zionist is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And the more I think about it, the more I think back to the stuff I read from Moldbug in like 2009 or 2010, and the more I'm like, wow, yeah, it was all a trick all along.
Yeah.
All of it. All of it. All of it was just to support Zionism all the way along.
Of course it was, yeah. I mean, that's the only reason you write sort of pro-colonial stuff. Like,
yeah. Yep.
What else does he say here? Where'd it go? Nor do they have any problem with the ethnic cleansing of Armenians in Artsakh last month.
We want to know what's funny. I distinctly remember doing several segments on that issue.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again. And you'll get to comment and use the Bang Forum. What fun! Join us. therightstuff.biz/paywall.
I mean, like a lot of the people he's talking about probably don't even know that happened, but it did.
Well,
and,
I have a question. Like Jews, like you care about the Holocaust, you don't care about the whole Demar, you don't care about any other genocides. How come you don't? How come you're so anti-genocide? How come you only ever cry about the one that was done to you supposedly? You know, it's the same fucking premise here. It's like
another issue here,
like,
though.
Like it doesn't matter if somebody who's like is taken up on the Palestinian cause has no opinion on the Armenians being genocided there. Like it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't affect that. Like you're not morally on the hook to have a position on every ethnic cleansing, every war that's going on, because there's gazillions of them. There's conflicts all over the place.
Because as soon as you let the Jew distract you, which you know,
yeah.
Now I can explain what my position on Artsakh or Nagorno-Karabakh, whatever you want to call it, is. But like as soon as you let this Jew do that, he's going to come up with other instances.
Yeah.
Well, what about the Uyghurs?
I say, well, what about Palestinian? I only care about Palestinian.
What about Uyghurs? It's like, no. Yeah.
I don't care about Uyghurs.
Again, it's like, okay, so wait, was it bad what happened in Nagorno-Karabakh then, Moldbug? Okay, then is it bad what's happening in Palestine?
Has Israel bombed any Uyghur hospitals? Did Israel do any of that? Okay, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Israel bombing hospitals in the Gaza Strip.
I mean,
let's talk about Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Let's talk about all that. You know. When is it okay to shoot up a
parade? I actually don't even think that the Azerbaijanis bombed any Armenian hospitals in Nagorno-Karabakh. I don't think that they did.
I don't know. I know the Israelis didn't do it, so that's not what we're focused on right now.
Right.
Azerbaijan does not rule the world.
financially.
Also, Azerbaijan isn't a Jewish proxy.
It is, but
it's one
it's,
of the only Muslim states that openly supports Israel.
Yeah, but it's not the center of power for the international Zionist order, no. So let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
That's what I care about.
Right. That's true. Very good.
What is left? Look at those girls' faces again. Kind of an orgiastic, bacchanal pleasure in destruction.
I mean, that's a bit much, given the facial expressions that we see. These backing out, they seem just like smiling.
In a real-life trolley problem, they will not be motivated by care at all. They will be motivated by pure vanity.
Stop.
And
there's no real-life trolley problem.
The real-life trolley problem is like, line up as many Jews on the trolley track as possible so I can not fill the... The trolley come on the
yeah, moment. So I can nonchalantly ignore the lever and just not pull
it's
it.
Not that in that case, it's not a trolley problem; it's a trolley solution.
There you go, the trolley solution.
I guess that's today's.
That's the show title for today. There we did it. There we've done it. The trolley solution. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's go with that. Solutions.
I don't want to talk about trolley problems.
Okay. I want to talk about trolley solutions.
Frankly, internet skeptic community, I'm not interested in trolley problems.
I just want to have fun and pull levers.
I'm just interested in trolley solutions.
You just like to
watch. No, you don't want to pull that lever. I don't want to pull that lever right now.
You just like to watch wheels go over train tracks.
I don't want to.
So let's see. In any contest between two peoples, they will choose the weakest over the strongest. And that's not true. It's like, again, like there's no equivalence here. That's not what's going on.
Yeah.
In any contest between two peoples, they will choose the weakest over the strongest, not out of love for the humble, but out of pride in humbling the strong. The drug of politics has made them into human crocodiles. This is the id of democracy. Democracy is an unmitigated addictive vice. And what I said last night is democracy is a paraglider coming over the horizon into your rave on your unoccupied land. That's the id of democracy. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's like it's not about humbling anybody. It's about death to Israel. It's about humbling Israel. It's about ending international Zionism and its power. And the tip of that spear is the Palestinian cause. Tip of that spear, and I cheer for it as if it was a football game that my life depended on. Yes, it is.
So he says this. Let's get back to Peter Singer.
We're gonna have to finish this, and then it's basically over.
Basically over. I just this is
it becomes less coherent as it reaches the conclusion.
I remember it being longer than this, but I feel like we're at an hour 19. Oh well, all right, go ahead.
Let me just sum this up. Here's a fundamental problem. So he says here, Peter Singer advises you to expand your circle of concern to include not just people who are viscerally close to you, but ascribes equal moral value to everyone on Earth. That's actually what Moldbug is doing. And Moldbug's whole idea of moving them to Thailand and giving them like shares in the casino or something like that in the Gaza Strip is based on, according to him, this idea of actually assigning equal moral value or something like that to all people. So actually... You know, because he's essentially saying the leftists that claim to believe this don't really believe it. But if you did here, you'd end up with the policy that's actually what the Israelis want. Well, if that's true, Moldbug, then we should be based on your like stupid fucking shit, based on your stupid like bullshit flexing ideology. We should be against what the Israelis want because that's motivated by this moral egalitarianism or something. And it's just fucking dumb. Even says like. I recently spoke to a traditional conservative professor who lamented that now all my best students are either becoming Catholics or Baptists. That was probably Michael Anton. I'm positive that was
not
Michael Anton.
He said Baptists.
I remember
not
Michael
Baptists.
Anton said that.
He
Baptists.
Said
Baptists. Baptists. Not like Baptists. B-A-P-tists.
Yeah. Which
Baptists.
Is like not
right.
happening.
Baptists, not
Baptists. No one's
so
becoming a Baptist.
So,
that's a national turf.
Here's the problem.
You're writing bots. You're writing Twitter bots that are Baptists. Shut up.
Yeah, BAP. They're not. Yeah, these people aren't Twitter bots. So, BAP is. I highly doubt that there are actually very many like college students that are particularly intrigued by BAP. Like that shit is a bullshit fucking psyop. It's a dumb movement that's not real. The Baptist thing. It's like, but BAP was making fun of people for taking the Palestinian side because he says they will. Inevitably start crying about human rights because people were making fun of him because it's like, hey, shouldn't you appreciate sort of the Bronze Age element to what Hamas went and did, like to just go balls out into enemy territory and like capture women and shit like that, take captives.
Yeah, it was cool.
And he was like frozen by that. He couldn't comment on it. And then he just said, my ideology doesn't apply to peasant chimp outs. And then he said, and all of you are all going to be crying when Israel starts burning it down and saying, oh, my human rights. And it's like, well, wait a second. That's what Molbug is doing.
Yeah.
Molbug is now a human rights crying faggot.
Yep.
Is he's now trying, he's basically angry that people are willing to die for the Palestinian cause, and he's finger wagging them. You shouldn't be willing to die for this cause. No, they are. They're willing to die to fight evil. Sorry, Molbug. You're not going to be able to stop them. And I'm not going to second guess that. If they're willing to do that, good for them.
Hmm. So where are we here? The Marine Auschwitz of krill every time a whale eats lunch. That was a good one. Problem is, like, whales really eat lunch.
Wait, what?
Oh, you didn't see this?
Oh, yeah.
Expand your circle of concern to include not just the people who viscerally close to you, but describe equal moral value to everyone on Earth, and even to all neurological activity, such as the Marine Auschwitz of krill every time a whale eats lunch. Whales really eat lunch,
though. No, the difference is the whale actually eats lunch, and the Auschwitz shit is...
Oh, the krill are, like, transferred from whale to whale. Like, you go to Auschwitz, and you go to, you know...
The whales have built an elaborate network of trains between themselves that the krill go on before they actually go through the baleen screen or whatever they call that part. Yeah.
We must postulate an ideal human, some kind of saint, for whom this really works. Most people, like the girls pictured above, can exercise genuine care for human beings close to them. They can take care of a basket of eggs and repel brood parasites. Saints can care for a nest the size of the world. But if you give ordinary people a nest the size of the world, in a few weeks it'll be a nest full of billions of moral cuckoos. The lesson is, turn off your feelings. Don't try and sit on a nest the size of the world. Evidence of this, I mean, it's just like, stop. It's like, get off your knees and stop begging me. This is just begging. Now he's like, I've laid out my premise. Please believe me.
Oh, here we go.
Stop it.
Here we go. Here's actually the fucking kicker.
Okay.
Of all the kickers, we've said this, and now we're getting redundant how we say that. Here's the thing. Here's the true thing. First of all, he's talking about Peter Singer.
Right.
Peter Singer is a Jewish professor of supposedly, like, moral philosophy at Princeton. He's the one who he's attacking, is the one who says you should expand your circle of care to include everyone, blah, 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 blah. Then he says this: the problem is not Professor Singer, of course, who is just the reductio ad absurdum of the dominant principle of Anglo-American theological thought, purportedly now secular, but come on, over the last 40 or millennium, Singerism is Quakerism. It is utilitarianism. Ultimately, it is even Puritanism, a branch of Protestant Christianity. As hardcore atheists, you may not be interested in God, but God is interested in you. Rationalism, for instance, is a proudly Protestant phenomenon. So, even the Jew professor that I'm attacking for his bullshit philosophy isn't really a Jew. He's a Protestant. He's a Puritan. He's a Unitarian. No, Moldbug. He's Jewish.
You're Jewish.
You're Jewish. Israel is Jewish. Shut the fuck up, Jew. That's it. Shut up, Jew. Everywhere and always. Peter Singer should shut the fuck up, and you should shut the fuck up.
Great things.
The two of you, shut the fuck up.
Great things have come out of Protestantism, but ultimately it is still a disease. Well, it's like no great things ever come
Judaism
out of Zionism.
Is a disease.
Yeah, Judaism is a disease. The difference is
is a disease.
The difference is no great things have ever come out of that disease. It's just a disease. Just bad things. The disease of just bad things.
It hasn't produced anything great. Look, I got my critiques of Protestantism, but when a Jew enters the room, I don't care.
Yeah.
I have to simply say no to the Jew. That's it. I'm willing to talk to anybody. But when a Jew enters the conversation, I say no.
It's like, we're trying to have a conversation here. We don't need your tricks.
Yeah,
we don't need your deceptions, like, your lies, and your bullshit.
We don't need you trying to sidetrack us and bog us down in some bullshit. Shut up. Frankly, the first principle is a Jew speaking? Don't listen.
Is a Jew speaking? He's lying. Tell him to shut up. Get him out of the room.
Yeah.
Kick his coat. Anyway.
That's it. It's the only option. Just don't listen to Jews ever, period. Done. I don't care. I would love to hear Molbug have some kind of, like, reductio. See, the thing is, he couldn't this position that we have on just never listen to Jews, even though we enjoy, like, deconstructing their shit because it's interesting.
Listen to Jews for content.
They understand. why it's important not to listen to Jews when we deconstruct their content. But the thing is, this is the thing that they can't fuck up. They can't come in and use their little like tricks and stuff like that. It's actually why when that Jew approached me in Washington, D.C. and was like, you support what Hamas did? My reaction was like, yeah, I do.
Yes, absolutely.
Go Hamas. Because at that point, that Jew is helpless. He mm-hmm. cannot say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot say anything. If he had actually gotten to those leftists mm-hmm. at the other protests, they would have all been tripped up, confounded, and he would have owned them. You would have had them going down rabbit holes and spinning wheels, making different arguments. But when you just say, no, go Hamas. Yeah, go Hamas. The Jew is disarmed. He can't do anything. He can't say anything. He's done. That's how you have to treat all Jews in arguments. Don't listen to them. Tell them to shut up and do it because they are Jewish. And Moldbug could write a 50,000-word essay on why this is wrong, why this is some thing, some fucking shit. But the fact is, he still wouldn't be able to defeat it. This is how you defeat.
Still listening to this version of the Daily Shoah? Still haven't subscribed? Please go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall, grab a subscription, and you won't be interrupted with these sales pitches ever again.
Beat Jews. This is it. This is how you beat them. Tell them to shut up and don't listen to them. Period. Done.
Yeah. I was looking for. Oh well.
Allow the Mr. Das to do its work.
We'll use that. That'll be a stand-in for what I was looking for. Anyway, let's take a break. That was, I don't know how we're supposed to, we might have to make that hour paywalled. I don't know what we're going to do. Well,
oh man, yeah.
Make that hour free. You better, like, if you're listening to this on the free, don't just ignore the ads. You should sign up for the paywall, because this is what we do here, and no one else is doing this. Everybody else is wringing their hands, condemning Hamas, pretending they don't care, taking the wrong side, so... Throw us some scratch. Help us out. See, we'll be back after the break.
You are listening to the Daily Sowa.